Hello and good morning, everyone. We welcome you to our third annual Mountain Elm High School basketball preview show here on Classic Hits 101.7. I'm Matt Sharp, joining you here in the studio, and pretty soon I'll be joined by our basketball coaches. First, we'll hear from Lady Bombers head coach Del Leonard, and then Mountain Elm boys coach Josh Fulcher will join us after that. But do want to tell you, I'm so looking forward to the season. I know my broadcast partner Brad Coleman is as well. We are getting ready for the season to start this coming week. The girls are getting ready to start their season in the Ridge Dental Classic over at Wynn. Boys are scheduled to play Fort Smith Northside. Not completely sure about the date and time for that, but we may talk with Josh about that when he takes his turn on the show. But also want to let you know that coming up later today at Bomber Gymnasium will be the Bomber Tip-Off. The Mountain Elm High School teams will be taking on the alumni in a practice session, and also they'll be introducing the 7th, 8th, and 9th grade teams as well. So that will all start at 1 o'clock this afternoon, so hopefully you can make it out there. And there's also another preseason tune-up for the Mountain Elm basketball teams coming up this coming week, as they'll be hosting a Batesville on Tuesday. That action will start at 5:30, starting with the girls, and the boys will follow after that. So a lot to look forward to before the season comes up. We're going to take a short break, and we're going to visit with Mountain Elm head girls basketball coach Del Leonard when we come back here on the Mountain Elm High School Basketball Preview Show on Classic Hits 101.7. And we welcome you back to the Mountain Elm High School Basketball Preview Show here on Classic Hits 101.7, our third edition of it. And I'm so glad to be able to talk with the coaches once again this year. And we will start with the Lady Bombers head coach Del Leonard. And Del, I tell you, I know you've probably been looking forward to this season as much as me and Brad Coleman have.
Well, this is a group that when they're young, you think about what it will be like when they get to high school, and because you see their work ethic, you see the type of kids they are on the floor, off the floor, in the classroom, you know what kind of parents they have, and you also know that how they've been coached with some of our former Lady Bomber coaches, and it's an exciting time, and the kids are excited. I think, you know, obviously I'm excited that Coach Husky's excited, and hopefully the community is excited.
Well, before we talk about your team, let's actually get back to the off season. I know you guys always keep busy during the summer months. So what all has been going on?
Well, every year it's a new group and a new team, and of course we inherited our sophomores, and then Brooklyn Mitchell is a junior and she moved over from Harrison, and we play a lot in the summer and try to figure out, you know, what we're going to do offensively. Get a little bit of a flow and a rhythm as a group, and we spend a lot of time on that. And we'll be real honest with you, we're still trying to figure some things out. And then as soon as we figure them out, you know, we deal with some adversity with some injuries. So
right.
But it's as far as the summer goes, you know, we went to some really good camps. We had a couple kids that committed to the next level, and it's kind of hard to believe that basketball season is here.
Yeah, it really is, and I know you guys do a lot as a team, but I know also know that you also have some athletes that have played some organized ball elsewhere.
We have Anna McCarn has played in the summer, Brooklyn Mitchell, Jayla Yonkers, Lake and Moore, Sarah Williams. I mean, Whitten Coleman's played. She didn't play this past summer, but she's played in the past. I mean, we've got a lot of kids that have played a lot of basketball outside of just high school basketball.
Well, you know, let's talk about your team. First, you got some, you didn't lose a whole lot to graduation. Of course, you hate to lose a leader like Parker Husky, but you still got a lot of returning talent.
Well, and, you know, you talk about, you know, a lot of times I think people will see that and they will say, well, we didn't lose a whole lot. We lost one kid. But there's a whole lot with that little package in Parker Husky. She took care of a lot of things in practice. She took care of a lot of things on the floor. It's I could go on and on about Parker, but yes, I mean, we have high expectations with the group we have coming back, and you know, it's our job to coach them and push them and try to get better every day.
You know, I got to imagine that from your returning starters, you not only expect, you know, good play, but good leadership as well.
Yes, we expect that. And what's funny is, you know, it's when you get into different situations with certain, you know, you have different personalities and people lead in different ways. And we talking about dealing with adversity, and you maybe take a one kid off the floor due to an injury, it changes the whole dynamic of your leadership and practice. And those are the things that we got to get worked out. And when we talk about starting lineups, we have six kids that we could move around and start, and then we feel like we have a really good bench. So, yes, and just getting back to your question, they all are great leaders in their own way. Would like for them to be a little bit more vocal at times.
Well, you just mentioned it a moment ago. We got two that have committed to playing on the collegiate level. You know, Lakin Moore and Anna McCarn. Lakin's going to play for Harding, and then and Anna over at Landonwood. That's I know that as a coach, you've got to be proud of everything those two have accomplished.
We're really proud of it. They've earned every bit of it. They're extremely hard workers, and they also have provided opportunities for other people. When coaches come to watch practice, they might say, "Well, who's that kid?" You know. So they've done a lot as far as college coaches coming to watch practice, and they'll look over at Brooklyn or Jayla or Lily and or Witten, and they'll ask about them. And you know, so it's once you kind of get that going. It kind of goes back into that, you know, you play for each other, you play for those who came before you, but you also play for those who are going to come after you. And, you know, there's not – you talk about these kids on this roster, especially when you're talking about our juniors and seniors. And our sophomores are great kids. They're still in the process of learning a lot. But our juniors and seniors are program kids. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And I could go into a lot of ways to define a program kid, but I don't think we have that much time.
Right. Well, you know, you look at those two, and then you also see some of the see other players around them, and the contributions that they make. Because of course, basketball is not just points. You've got to have good defense. You've got to have, you know, people that crash the boards. You know, and I know Witten. You and I were just talking how she just broke her wrist. But when she's out there on the floor, I know how much of a pest she can be on defense. And then last year when I saw Libby Fosnes come in as a newcomer, and the contribution she made in the rebounds, it was fun to see from my point of view. I'm sure it was for your ears too.
Yeah, and you know, talking about Witten, I think people, you know, obviously she's just a dog on defense, and she has earned that, and that's something she should be very proud of. But she also makes our offense flow really well, because she really takes pride in her role, and so that's a big loss for us, for her to fracture that arm. But I bet she'll be back. I mean, quicker than probably what people think. But I think earlier when I was talking about Libby Fosnes, I may have said Lily Akavi. I don't know if I did or I didn't. But Libby's gonna be mad at me because I get those two mixed up all the time. But you mentioned Libby Fosnes, and out of every kid on our team, you know, once, you know, Lakin Moore worked her butt off, and she got to a certain point where, you know, she's improving, but it's just once you get to a certain level, it's really hard to keep moving up because you get about as high as you can get, and Jayla's the same way. But Libby's by far the most improved player that we have, and everybody's going to see that. It's going to be very difficult to block her out. She is a force. And then you throw her and Anna McCarn in the game together. And right now with Witten having the fractured wrist, our starting lineup is going to be 5'10", 5'11", 5'11", 6 foot, 6'4". And that's a pretty big high school girls basketball mm-hmm. team with some athleticism. Now, this group, you mentioned Witten and you talked about defense. This group, just in the last couple of days, have gotten better defensively, but they've got to get a lot better defensively, and they know that. And And we're working on that. And I think that's a big key for us is we're going to have to be great defensively. We're going to have to rebound. And then our post players have got to finish layups and make free throws, and our guards got to take care of the ball. And I really believe if we can do those things, then we can have some fun.
Let's talk about some of your newcomers. First off, you've already mentioned her a little bit, Brooklyn Mitchell. I know in the past she's given you fits over there, you know, while playing for Harrison. Now she's joined you guys, so that's got to be a great addition to your team.
Well, we're thrilled to have her, and she's fitting right in, and, you know, she's a Lady Bomber, and, you know, she's been running the point for us. Her and Jayla, the great thing about them is they can switch off. If we're running a hit or an entry that we need to put one of them in a situation where they can come off some screens and get a shot, then you can flip-flop them. She's a big guard, sees the floor well. She can be, as we like to say, a dog on defense. She does a great job on the ball. And we are very, very lucky to have Brooklyn and, you know, to come in and join this group of kids. It's been a really nice addition.
And then tell me about some of the sophomores you got coming up.
Well, can I talk about a couple of juniors first?
Sure, absolutely.
You know, you got Tay Chairs, and right now with all the injuries, Tay may get some varsity minutes here for us pretty early. Lauren Rawls came out of volleyball with Deanna Heumann and Anna McCarn, and we're expecting Lauren to help us at the varsity level this year. Now, that's going to be whether it's what she's doing in practice or minutes she gets in the game, but we expect that from her. One of our other juniors is Haley Kotlicki, who joined us a little bit later, and she's helped us a lot in practice. I mentioned Deanna Heumann, who's actually out with a little bit of a quad pull right now, but she is by far the best athlete on the team. And we feel like that she's got a good future. Lakin Anderson, obviously everybody thinks of softball when they think Lakin, but Lakin's a heck of a basketball player too, and she's going to get some varsity minutes this year. And, of course, I talked about Livy Fosness. One of the seniors – or a couple of the seniors that mentioned, you know, Kiera Alkire, we need for Kiera to give us some varsity minutes, especially early, while we've got Witten out. And, you know, Sarah Williams, I mentioned Sarah earlier, but I have not mentioned that she's, you know, struggling with some feet issues right now. And so without Witten and Sarah, you know, that opens an opportunity for some other kids. You go on and you talk about I think that's all the juniors, but you go in and we have a new student at our school named Amanda Garcia, and she's a foreign exchange student from Spain and really, really intelligent. I mean, she'll tell you skill-wise she's a little behind, but as far as picking stuff up, very intelligent, and we're really, really happy that she's here. And then just to get into the sophomores that you mentioned, Miley Epps is a sophomore for us. You got Maddie Williams, Lily Akavi, Haley Edwards, Michaela Ullman. Those are our sophomores.
All right. Well, we're going to take another break, and we'll come back and talk with Adele a little bit more about what their team's going to see in their upcoming schedule when we come back here on the Mountain Home High School Basketball Preview Show on Classic Hits 101.7. We welcome you back to the Mount Tom High School Basketball Preview Show here on Classic Hits 101.7. Matt Sharp being joined right now by the Lady Bombers head coach, Del Leonard. And, Del, before we talk about your upcoming schedule, one player we didn't mention yet was Aston Ferris.
Well, I think we talked about her a little bit, but I didn't talk about how important she is to us. And she's someone, too, that with or without the injuries, we expect her to contribute some varsity minutes. Addison's had bad luck the last 2 years. I mean, right before season last year, she had a really great summer, and then she broke her arm right before season. And then she's having some health issues right now that are took her out of practice yesterday that we're hoping to figure out what's going on. But she's really intelligent, high basketball IQ, and a really great defender and just a great kid. And she's a great piece for us, and we expect her to help us as well.
You know, real quickly, you know, you talked about some of the injuries that and health issues that you guys have had in the past and you're having right now. I got to imagine the you know, that team way of thinking has got to be crucial, you know, to for you guys to, you know, continue to support each other in instances like that.
Well, we try to do our best to make sure that everybody gets attention in practice. And now sometimes when we're trying to get ready for a varsity game, you know, it's, you know, it, that may not happen all the time, but you try your best to communicate, you know, not just, you know, wait till the end when you have a problem, and it's, you try to communicate every day so that you don't have problems, you know, long term. Try to keep the end in mind. But this team, they really do play for each other. You know, you may have a kid here or there that wants more playing time. That's normal. That's natural in sports. We do have 20 kids, and we believe that we could go 10 deep in varsity games easily. Sometimes it's hard to play 10 kids. But, you know, on nights that we need them and everybody's healthy, we know they're there, and that's a great thing to have. And it's a great problem to have as a head coach. But it just comes down to communication and trying to talk to them one-on-one and helping them understand their role. But what's so great about that is this group, I think, or believe, or feel that they already understand their role. And sometimes, you know, you can take great talent, and if you plug in a kid or two that doesn't really know their role, then you have no flow or you have no chemistry on offense and sometimes defense. And sometimes maybe if you're just on the outside looking in, you see athleticism and you see talent, but you don't see that other stuff that we're talking about. So, you know, what I love about them is they have great flow and chemistry. Now, the key is going to be, with these injuries, are we going to be able to get that? And that's what's important, but it's exactly what you said. We don't really struggle with that I see right now.
Let's talk about what you got coming up as far as the schedule is concerned. First off, you guys are getting ready to play a benefit game against Batesville on Tuesday, and then starting off Thursday, you've got the Ridge Dental Classic over in Wynn.
Yeah, actually Saturday we have our alumni showcase, I guess is what it is. You can't really play a game that day, but you can showcase your alumni and introduce your 7th grade through 9th grade kids and let your high school kids get out there and practice a little bit. Tuesday, Batesville, I mean, I expect them to be pretty good. I think Coach Fowler does a great job. It is our benefit game. With us being where we're at right now, and actually Coach Fulcher and I and the Batesville coaches had already decided that we're probably just going to showcase varsity for about a half, and then we're going to go with JV. Don't really care too much about the score in that game just because it's a benefit game. But we do have three tough ones, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday over at Wynn. And starting off with Valley View is going to be a tough one. From what I understand, I know two, maybe three move-ins, and we played them last year at our place, and it was a dogfight. And then they're, you know, they've gotten better. So that's a heck of a game to open up with.
Then you, the very next week, you guys get the opportunity to go play on an NBA venue. You'll be joining the boys over at the FedEx Forum in Memphis to take on Paragould. That's got to be something to look forward to.
Well, I mean, I would think as a kid you're excited about that. As a coach, I am. Our boys, Coach Fulcher's done a great job putting our boys in those venues and letting them experience that. And, you know, a lot of people think, oh, well, you know, that's, the boys want to do that. But this group of girls is a little bit different, too. They love NBA and they love the game. So they're real excited about that. And I'm glad we got to do it. And, I got to tell Coach thanks for setting that up. And we worked on it. And I'm trying to, you know, I'm asking him a lot of questions. And he's helping me with that. So we're really fortunate to get to do that.
And then you got some other events coming up. I know you guys are going to be returning to the Billy Ply Memorial Tournament and Flippin'. You got the Red Dog Invitational in Springdale as well.
Yeah, we're going to see great teams in both of those. I think we're going to see a couple of smaller schools. When I say smaller schools, maybe 3A type schools. I think there's a good chance that we'll play Bergman, who's really good, probably number one in their classification. And then Thayer, Missouri, is always very talented. So, haven't seen the exact schedule yet, but I've just kind of got an idea on the Flip and on the Billy Ply Classic. And obviously knowing Billy Ply the way I did, it's an honor for us to play in that. And then the Red Dog Classic at Springdale. Woo, that's three really, really tough games. So we're looking forward to that as well. Hopefully we'll have everybody healthy by then.
And then, you know, just looking a little further down, of course, between Christmas and New Year's, you got the tournament at home. And I know you guys got to be happy to have Atlas Asphalt sponsoring it this year.
Yeah, we're so lucky. I mean, we're just lucky at Mountain Home that, you know, we never seem to struggle finding support from local businesses in our community. And our parents are so good. But, yeah, I mean, just a huge thank you to Atlas Asphalt. They're really excited about it, and we're excited that their name's on our tournament.
Then you look after that. You guys get ready to start conference play, and then I know you always expect some tough competition in the 5A West, and that probably won't be any different this year.
It'll be tough. I mean, you got to look at, you know, Farmington moving in, and you know they're going to be number one overall in the state, I'm sure. And Coach Johnson's doing an unbelievable job over there, and it just seems like every year that they get better and better, and you wonder how, but they do. And so I have nothing but respect for them. Greenwood's Greenwood. I know that Coach Reeves left, but you know there's a little bit when someone leaves, their brand still hangs around for a while.
Oh yeah.
And you know, I feel like that just what he's done speaks for itself, and they're going to be tough. And then, you know, I think a lot of people are probably talking about us. They're probably talking. And then I just think you got to play well on any given night. I mean, you look last year, there's probably a couple teams that we were better than on paper, but it came down to the last shot. And mainly talking about, you know, Lake and Moore has to hit a big-time jumper when the clock running down at Alma or we don't win. Then Parker Husky hits a huge three with less than 10 seconds against Van Buren. You know, those are good teams, and they have a lot of pride, and they're big schools, and they've got a lot of kids to choose from, and they're well coached, and you better be ready to go every night or somebody's going to get you.
And they have the same goal that you guys do.
Absolutely. You know, and what happens is you go through, like, Siloam Springs last year, you go through non-conference, and you may get your brains beat in, but if you have a goal, hey, we're going to get better every day, you know, like I thought Siloam showed so much improvement by the end of the conference. So there's someone that you know coming in is going to be a lot better. And, of course, you know, it's the situation with Harrison as if they needed more motivation. You know, now we've got Brooklyn on our roster. But all of those games, Farmington, Greenwood, Harrison, Van Buren, Alma, Siloam, every one of those games, that's the most important game is the next one.
Absolutely. Well, Dell, I appreciate you doing this. I appreciate you coming in and letting us know what's going on with your team. And I tell you, I'm looking forward to seeing them this year.
I really appreciate KTLO and just want to encourage people to come out and watch our girls and our boys. They won't be disappointed.
You bet. Thanks, Dale.
You're welcome.
And that was Mountain Home Girls Coach Dale Leonard. We'll take a break. We'll come back and talk with Mountain Home Boys Coach Josh Fulcher as we continue along here on the Mountain Home High School Basketball Preview Show on Classic Hits 101.7. And we welcome you back to the Mountain Home High School Basketball Preview Show here on Classic Hits 101.7. It is time to talk about the boys this time, and joining me is Bombers head coach Josh Fulcher. Josh, just like the girls, I'm ready to see what your boys can do this year as well.
It's going to be an exciting year, and first off, Matt, thank you for doing this, and thank you to KTLO for highlighting our teams and our programs this year. We appreciate everything you do. So, it's going to be an exciting year. Yeah. Boys and girls, I think we're going to put two quality teams on the floor. You know, we're going to be on the boys' side. We graduated 9 seniors, so mm-hmm. It's you know, a lot of people are curious. You know, what does this year's Bomber team looks like? And we lost a lot of depth and some size. And we were looking at this. Coach Morris and I were looking at this. You know, we've got to do some things, add some things to our team. Play a certain style, and we started really hammering that down, working on that spring, carrying over into the summertime. Saw what we were good at, things that we needed to work on, and you know, again, we graduated some size, and rebounding issues is a big concern, foul trouble, and you know, staying healthy is going to be important because we're trying to build depth. We need to get some guys ready. We got to get some guys, you know, some of these guys, sophomores, you know, we're asking a lot for guys that haven't really played, that haven't played varsity minutes, high school minutes. And this is 5A basketball. It's tough, you know, tough for a sophomore to come in and have success and understand the grind of night in, night out, you're playing somebody really good. If you don't play well, you lose. And so understanding, you know, we've got to be practicing that way every day. We've got to be bringing it every day. And because there are no days off at this level. But that being said, this is, you know, I've told a lot of people, if I was a fan in the stands, it's going to be a really fun team to watch. We're undersized and we may not look the part, but we're going to battle you. We're going to put some skill out there. You know, we lost, like I said, we lost 9 seniors earlier. We've got 6 seniors returning. We've got 3 varsity players returning, but those 3 varsity players were our second, third, and fourth leading scorers, and second, third, and fourth, you know, leading minutes. And, you know, we've got our second leading rebounder and first and assist. So we've got some really good pieces coming back. You know, those 3 returning starters are, you know, Blaine Tate, he was our point guard, Rhett Gilbert, and Ryder McClain. And those guys, they've got a good feel for the game. They know how to play together. And we're going to be adding a few guys that haven't played varsity, but we're really excited about Jackson Corp could do for us. And, you know, last year he was our starting JV point guard. Well, this year he's playing the 5 spot for us, but we're running a lot of interchangeable stuff, so he's not going to be stuck inside. He'll be inside out. We're going to be able to use his skills and expect a big year for him. Tyler Podwoski is another young man that cut his teeth through JV, spent 2 years with us helping us, our varsity, get better, and is really ready to excel in his role, we feel. He's a kid that can put the ball in the hole, and we're excited about him. We got some other seniors, Gavin Godwin. He's going to provide some depth that we need. Drew McGee, looking again, another guy that should be able to provide an inside outside punch for us. Ethan Rosa, that's another senior. And then, you know, I mentioned our juniors already with Rhett and Jackson, and then our sophomores, Eli Jones, Landon Newton, Davin Reasons, Baylor Tate, and Gus Wilbur. These are guys that, again, sophomores, we're trying to get them ready. We're trying to accelerate the process with them. And a lot of times when you overload them, it kind of slows them down. So we're hoping that eventually they can kind of get their legs underneath them and understand the speed and the intensity and the toughness that they're going to need to bring in, night out. But we really like that bunch, and it's just they just need experience. I mean, that's going to be the big thing.
Yeah, and with that in mind, I got to imagine, because we talked to Dell about how much time the girls spend in the off season. That's got to be crucial for you guys as well.
It's a big off season for us, you know, especially a lot of the concepts that are different for our guys, and putting our guys in different spots and in different situations, and also trying to build some depth and get some of these younger guys ready of who can come in and give us a few minutes, give us some important minutes. I agree. It was you know, springtime, summertime. We're working our guys. We're in the gym all the time, and each team is different. You know, you just can't do the same thing year in, year out. We feel all the quality teams always adjust and play to their team strengths, and that's what we're going to try to do this year.
I know how much time you guys spend the gym here. Did you guys get to go to any team camps or anything like that?
Yes, sir. We go all over the place. We went to this year. We got to go to the Big Miller team camp there in Little Rock. That's the premier camp in Little Rock, or in the state of Arkansas. There's some games that we struggled, and there is, it was really good for us because we got to see right off where we're at. But then we also saw some games that we competed against some of the top teams in the state. So, you know, it's going to be one of these It's going to be one of these teams that, you know, we're firing on all cylinders. We're the ball's going in the hole. We can beat anybody. If it's not, we're going to have trouble just because our margin of error is probably as small here as it's been in a long time, meaning, you know, missed shots. You know, are we able to go get those rebound putbacks? If we're not playing well from the outside, can we go get some tough buckets inside? With our lack of size, losing Braden Dewey, he was everything for us for 3 years. The ball, he was our first and second option. So these guys, and so we were able to play off of that too. We had a lot of guys shoot a very high 3-point percentage last year, and that was a big part of our success was playing inside out, and we were able to get really good looks. We're asking guys to shoot that well this year without that inside threat presence. That's going to get defenses to sag off on them. So our guys are putting in the work. They're working hard in the gym, and if they can shoot, if we can shoot as a team like we did last year, we'll have tremendous success.
You know, you talk about the depth that you lost at graduation with Braden Dewey, McGee Harrison. You know, I could go on and mention every player you lost, but one thing I did want to focus on is, especially with the returning players, was leadership. And I'm thinking back to last year when the question I had, just from my viewpoint as a broadcaster, was after Kai Bickford's graduation, okay, who's going to step up and be that leader, you know, especially at the point guard position. And I knew how good a player Blaine Tate was, but he exceeded my expectations, not just with how he led the offense, direct the offense, but defensively, oh my goodness. And you know, and I think back to that game at Salem Springs where he had like 12 or 13 steals.
Mm-hmm. Set a state record in that game. No, you're right about Blaine. Blaine's a big lead by example guy. We're trying to get him out of his comfort zone and be more of a vocal leader. But no, you're right. He's a tremendous competitor. As I was talking to a coach the other day, he's probably the most competitive kid that I've coached in 22 years, or he's up there. And he's just for a guy that's, you know, his size, you got to be a dog. You know, Coach Morris talks a lot about, you know, you got to have the dog in you, and he's got it. And he's got toughness. He's got all the things that we ask for our Bomber players to be. And you know, we're fortunate to have a player like that, and we have a lot of guys that kind of have those same qualities, and it definitely helps when your point guard is showing those on a daily basis.
You know, you've got him. You've got of course, you mentioned the other returning starters. Red Gilbert and Ryder McClain. You know, all three of those guys, I would imagine leadership's got to be crucial, especially for the sophomores coming in.
I agree. You know, it's great that you mentioned leadership, because that was one of the things. When you lose nine seniors, and we had tremendous leaders on that team. You had Braden and Braxton and Muggs and Coben, guys like Elijah, Cortland and Jackson, and I'm sure I'm leaving somebody out. There's nine guys. But one thing that was awesome about that team, those guys understood their roles, and some of them, part of their roles was being great leaders. And they did a tremendous job of kind of passing those things down. And that's what we asked for our returning guys. Like, all right, it's time for you to carry the torch of what was passed down to you. And I think that, you know, one of the biggest things we talked about was leadership. And guys like I've seen Rhett step up his leadership. I think Ryder's done a tremendous job. That's probably one of the things he's worked on the most, is becoming a better leader for our program. So we've got three guys that have kind of been in that position, but you get guys on a daily basis. You know, Ethan Rosa, you know, he's a guy that you hear every day in the gym. He's doing a great job of communicating. Tyler, that we got to get him out of his comfort zone. You know, it's kind of new for him, but still he works his tail off. He's a lead by example guy, and we got some guys that are doing a really good job of carrying. It may be more of a leadership by committee, but man, we got a great committee of guys to follow.
And then you already mentioned some of the newcomers earlier. In you know, while it's a different level for them, you know, I know you've seen how hard they worked. You know, last year, you know, under Coach Henry.
Yes, you know, and one thing that Coach Henry does a great job of is these guys understood their roles, and you know, there's a lot of depth to that team. Now we lost. I feel like we lost a few guys. You know, that kind of decided to focus on other things that were kind of in different roles. There, maybe the leading scorers or rebounders. So those sophomores are some of them haven't played, but some of those are coming and they have played a lot. But their role has to be different. Hey, we're asking, you know, some of these guys to be more offensive minded, take over leadership roles, and maybe be. You know, on both ends of the floor. So, yeah, it's been new for them. They're some of them are understanding the roles, but man, we're excited about that bunch. You know, we've got Tayshawn and Blaine, a couple guards there Baylor, Blaine's little brother, a couple of guards that they're undersized. You know, one thing we tell them when you're undersized, you got to be the toughest dude in the gym. And we're working on that, getting them physically tougher and mentally tougher. We got some really good pieces that I think a guy like Landon Newton, he shoots the ball really well. He's probably got the best size of the sophomores. And I think he has a chance to give us some minutes because he's such a heady player. We're just needing him to come in, play some good defense possessions for us, take care of the ball, and he can certainly knock down shots. Gus Wilbur is a great kid that we're adding from football. Just love his energy. He's just a great kid, and we're excited about what he's going to bring to us. Davin Reasons is a sophomore that he hasn't got to play very much, but you look at him and he's got some skill. He's got some athleticism. He is the most athletic kid in the sophomore and one of the most athletic kids on the team. And so everything's new for him. Kind of like, and Eli Jones is another kid that he didn't get to play much, but man, he's a highly intelligent kid. He's improving his shot. It's going in. But he's a kid that we're excited about because he gets it. He understands the game, and he's already doing a great job of like teaching others the things that are being taught on a daily basis. So we're really excited about all of our guys. They're special to us. This is one of the smaller teams that we've had this year, but I'm a firm believer in quality over quantity, and we got quality guys suiting up for us this year.
We're going to take another break. We'll come back and talk about the upcoming schedule for the Bombers as we continue along on the Mount Tome High School Basketball Preview Show on Classic Hits 101.7. Welcome back to the Mount Tom High School Basketball Preview Show here on Classic Hits 101.7. Matt Sharp being joined by Bombers head coach Josh Fulcher. And Josh, let's talk about your schedule. First off, I know later today you've got the Bomber tip-off where you guys take on the alumni, then the benefit game against Batesville Tuesday night, and then Thursday you start your season by hosting Fort Smith Northside.
We're excited. You know, Bomber tip-off is an awesome time where we're bringing in, we're getting to see a lot of former Bomber players and just a fun time. And we're getting to introduce our seventh through ninth teams. And then everybody will get to see our high school teams practice. And it's just exciting, just a way to kick off the year. And really just kind of, you know, let everybody, introduce everybody. And, hey, basketball season's here. We're finishing up. We've got a home football playoff game. It's just exciting time, you know, right now here in Bomberland. We moved our Northside game, had to move it from Friday to Thursday, but how awesome is that? So it's just an exciting time in Bomberland. And you know, I was talking to Coach Harry the other day. We're very fortunate to be able to coach in this community. This is a community that supports our kids and supports all of our programs. And we see it on a daily basis. I get phone calls on a daily basis of people in our community that want to do great things for our kids. So it's not lost on the fact that I'm blessed to be the coach here, and I'm happy to raise my family here and just be the guy that gets to lead the Bombers at this time. So, yeah, Bomber tip-off is great. And then we've got the benefit game on Tuesday versus Batesville. Coach Leonard had alluded to earlier that we're only going to play a half varsity, and then the second half is going to be a JV. And then we'll turn around. Like I said earlier, we're going to play Thursday against Northside. That'll be our first game. That's kind of going to be a special game. We're bringing back our former junior high coach, Cody Wilmath. He's a new man at Northside.
That's right. Yeah.
And so, you know, we had originally had Paragould. We had a block off there where we were trying to play on a Friday or Saturday, Thursday, Friday or Saturday at FedEx when the NBA schedule come out. Well, nothing worked out, so we end up having to push it to that Tuesday, November 19th. And so I called Wilmath because we had one more game. I said, hey, how about this? Because we needed a home game. I said, how about for your very first game, you get to come back to Mountain Home? And he was fired up about it, and he's going to bring in, you know, I mean, Northside, they're not going to be short of any talent. Playing them is going to make us better, and I promise you him coaching them is going to make them better as well. So right off the gate, we're going to get to be tested, and that's only a great thing for our kids. And then we talked a little bit that next Tuesday. We're at FedEx. We're getting to play Paragould.
I know you guys always enjoy that.
We love it. We love it. Just the timing of it isn't ideal, you know, it being on a Tuesday, we wish that it could be at a time slot where we could get more of our fans there because, you know, but we still have a lot of people that's going to support it. You know, still want to invite anybody. Hey, please, we've got the link out there. You can reach out to me if you're having any if you have any questions. We'd love for you to show up. You must purchase a ticket to that link to watch our game, and then that ticket will get you into the Grizzlies versus Nuggets game. So
yeah,
it's a
right.
huge game in the NBA. It's the first game of the in-season tournament, first-round game. So it's just going to be a cool, exciting time. But we, you know, as fun as that's going to be, we got to turn around and get back because we've got Bentonville West and Rogers waiting for us that Thursday and Friday.
Yeah, back. Yeah.
So yeah, we'll be getting right back after that game, and our guys are going to be tested. We've got a lot of road games this year, but it's kind of the way, you know, on a 2-year cycle, you're going to be playing. You know, last year we had a lot of home games. Well, this year we got a lot of road games. So we'll be back at home quite a bit more next season.
Well, I know one of the events, it's a short trip, but you guys are actually going to be joining the Billy Platt Memorial Tournament this year, too.
Yes. You know, like I said, we didn't have many home games. So, you know, the Billy Platt made sense for us as long as that we have an opportunity to get better over there. I'm a firm believer of playing tough competition, and Coach Robbins has done he's got an outstanding lineup over there coming in. We're going to play Highland right that very first round. Highland's going to be good. I was just talking to a coach last night that he felt that Highland had they were kind of a dark horse to win their conference over there, and that's the Brooklyn. You know, that's a really good conference.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they're going to have a really nice team, so we're going to get to play one of the, you know, a really good team right off the bat. Lake Hamilton's coming to that. Shiloh Christian, which, you know, we're going to get to play Shiloh and at Farmington. Chadwick, Missouri. Chadwick's a really good Missouri team, and then the Flippin bunch. He's got a nice team over there as well. So We're going to be able to get some good games, and I think we're going to get better, and it's only going to be right down the road. So it definitely makes sense to go to the Billy Platt this year.
And then right after that, you guys actually are doing the same kind of the same thing the football team is doing, the Battle of the Border against West Plains, playing for a trophy.
Yes. You know, Mason Miller, the head coach over at West Plains. First of all, we've been trying to get West Plains to get a game with them for several years. In the last couple of years, we've been able to play. And since Mason's taken over, he reached out to me last year pretty early about, hey, let's call that something. Let's make it a trophy game. And actually, we had a different name for it. And I think it's Battle of 101, and we had a trophy all lined up, and then we found out that the football teams were doing the same thing. So hey, let's just call it the same thing. That way, it's kind of seamless. There's no
right.
And we will make the trophy kind of similar. So it's cool that they're right up the road. They're a similar size town and program, and we get better from playing West Plains. So why not make that? You know, it's a Missouri-Arkansas thing, so we always take pride in any time we can beat a Missouri team.
And some other events you got coming up, a couple games over in Farmington as you return to the Bad Boy Miller Cardinal Classic. You got Fairgrove, Missouri again in the North Arc Border War Shootout as well.
Yeah, you know, we knew Fair Grove, it was a really, you know, close game last year. It came down to a last second shot that we had. We was on defense, and he had a really good team, and Coach Jordan Hunter over at North Arc said that Fair Grove wanted a rematch, so they requested us, and so he's got everything back, so they've got revenge on their mind, and I think that's awesome. Again, it's a Arkansas versus Missouri. We're gonna play another good school, and that's what we're all about, man. Let's hook it up. We'll hook it up against anybody. We won't play teams that make us better.
Then between Christmas and New Year's, the Atlas Asphalt Holiday Tournament. I know that's a big event you guys look forward to hosting every year.
New sponsorship, same tournament.
That's right.
And again, we're very appreciative of Atlas Asphalt stepping up. What a great community we live in. And we got some great people here that kind of helped set that up. David King was really important to getting that set up. Bailey Bodenhammer finding a sponsor for our tournament. And they're going to bring some kind of new things, some exciting things to our tournament. We're going to have the same teams that we've had in the past. Our local teams are Flippin and Cotter. We've got Paragould, Green County Tech, Dumas, and Farmington. They're all returners. Rector is taking the place of Junction City, and that they're going to be well coached. Matt Mills does a great job. That's a Northeast Arkansas team, and they know how to play basketball over in Northeast Arkansas. So we're fired up about our tournament. That's 3 days of hard work, but a lot of fun. And it's one of those things that it's worth it because, you know, we get to keep our families and kids at home. And then that kind of rolls into our conference, and this conference is going to be, you know, it was a really good conference last year. It's hard to imagine that's going to be better, and it will be better this year.
I would say that, you know, the addition of Farmington, we knew how good they were last year in Class 4A. I can't imagine that's going to be any different this year.
Yes, and you know, everybody knows that Lane Taylor is not at Farmington anymore. But the cupboard is not bare.
Right.
They've had a nice injection of talent that's moved over there, and some really good players have moved in to go with what they already had. And Coach Taylor has got a son coming up that's going to be, you know, those kids, they know how to play ball, and they're extremely smart.
And he coaches them well too.
He's one of the best coaches in Arkansas, in my opinion. And that's what I love about the West is. Not only is there the coaching is there, and now the talent is there, and this is as good as the West has been, you know, this in this little cycle. Then overall, it's very deep, and there's no nights off. Alma won it last year. They've got everybody back. They've got all the pieces. You've got Farmington that we talked about earlier, and you've got Harrison. And kind of on the outside looking in, there's kind of rumblings of those three teams might be putting in bids. Well, that's because all three of those programs feel that they've got a chance to make a deep run in the state. And outside looking in, you know, they're probably, you know, those three guys are would be the favorites. I think we've got a team that can upset any of them teams. But we're going to be battling in there with a Russellville. Siloam's going to be much better. Greenwood's getting better. And Van Buren. Van Buren lost some dudes last year, but they've got some guys coming back. And Coach Autry does a great job. I mean, the cupboard is not bare. They have talent year in, year out at Van Buren. So, again, that's why we play this non-con like we do, is we want to be tested because, like I said earlier, you have to bring it every night. And this isn't – at this level, there's no nights off. You can't just walk up into somebody like, well, we can play an average game and win. That's not what playing at Mountain Home is all about. You got to bring it every night, and you got to bring it every day and practice those good habits. So if you want to be challenged and understand what your best is, this is the place to be because we're going to push you and get everything out of you we can.
You know, you talked about how Fair Grove's wanting revenge against you guys. I got to imagine Harrison is, too, after losing both games in overtime last year, and especially the way the game ended last year at Goblin Arena.
Man, that was two of the best atmospheres that you could have in high school basketball is those games against Harrison. And, yeah, I mean, you have the natural rivalry. I know that their mantra this year is that they're getting a do-over because they've got everybody back. We got a lot of teams. You know, when I say those top three teams, they got a lot of pieces coming back. We only have three pieces, but I think that we can sneak up on some people. Mm-hmm. We got three people that everybody knows about, but I can't wait for them to introduce everybody to guys like Jackson Corp and Tyler Podwoski and Drew McGee and Ethan Rosa to go along with our guys that have played for us. But it's going to be a fun year. We know that our fans and our community supports us, and they're going to be there, and we're going to give them a product that they'll be proud of.
Absolutely. Well, Josh, thank you so much. I really am looking forward to seeing your guys and what they can do this season.
Matt, my friend, I appreciate you. Appreciate KTLO and all they do. And as always, go Bombers.
Go Bombers. Thank you, Josh. Well, we're going to take one more break. I'll come back and wrap up this episode or this edition of the Mountain Home High School Basketball Preview Show in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7. Back on the Mountain Home High School Basketball Preview Show as we get ready to wrap up the third annual edition of this preview. I always enjoy talking with Adele Leonard and Josh Fulcher to hear about what's going on with their teams and how they're looking forward to seeing some of the competition that they'll be seeing throughout the 2024-2025 season. And again, I want to remind you that coming up later today will be the Bomber tip-off over at Bomber Gymnasium. It is a practice session for the Mountain Home High School team starting at 1. As they will be taking on some of the alumni, and they'll be having some introductions of both of those, both the players and the alumni. They'll also be throughout the day introducing the 7th, 8th, and 9th grade teams. So be sure you jump over to the hangar today to get a look at the teams and see what they'll be bringing this season. And another preseason tune-up is coming up on Tuesday night. The Mountain Home Bombers and Lady Bombers will both be playing benefit games against Batesville at Bomber Gymnasium. Girls' game will tip off about 5:30, followed by the boys' contest. And then the season will start on Thursday for both teams. Mountain Home Boys were originally scheduled to host Fort Smith Northside on Friday, but due to the football team and the playoffs, that game has been moved to Thursday night. The junior varsity game will start around 5:30 that evening, so the varsity contest will get underway about 6:30. And also at 6:30 will be the girls' season opener. They'll be playing in the Ridge Dental Classic at Wynn. That'll be their first game that night at 6:30. Against Valley View. So with that overlap, we're going to have to move one of those games to one of our sister stations. So be sure you tune in to Classic Hits 101.7 and also follow us online at ktlo.com for details about those upcoming games. We'll try to get that information out as soon as we can. Again, we want to thank Dale Leonard and Josh Fulcher for joining us today on this preview show. And I want to thank you for joining us on the air and online at ktlo.com. For everyone at Classic Hits 101.7, I'm Matt Sharp saying have a good day and go Bombers.